first artist I really got into collecting was Ellington. And by the time I left Denmark, I had a little clutch of Ellington records. So I got to, you know, there were other stores where they had specialized in jazz, and they were mostly too expensive for me. But there was one very nice big music store where they also had books and even musical instruments. And I would go there occasionally when I had a little extra dough and pick up some new records. And there was a very nice clerk there who then encouraged me to buy a book called The Jazz Record Book. And The Jazz Record Book was published in 1942, and it was an offshoot of David Hall's Record Book, which is a big fat thing about classical records. And it was edited by Charles Edward Smith and Fred Ramsey and a triple name guy, Charles Payne Rogers. I don't know what happened to him, but he was a pretty good writer. Anyway, he recommended that I buy this book, which was horribly expensive. It was an American book, and not used, new, and in Danish money. It was quite, but he let me buy it on the installment plan. So he was really, I should be grateful to this guy because he really steered me. And that turned out to be an excellent kind of, introduction to. It was roundly, I found out years later, lambasted by Barry Ulanov in Metronome when it came out in 1942. And actually, that review is like the first real shot fired in what became this protracted journalistic or critical warfare between what eventually became Moldy Figs and Progressivists. And what Ulanov objected to, there was a short but not bad kind of capsule history of jazz in front. And then there were several people that were favored by this team, and the two that Barry objected to were Jelly Roll Morton and, in particular, Sidney Bechet. Apparently, he had an aversion to Bechet's vibrato, which some people do. So he, but that was really, that was. And he, he really constructed a kind of aesthetic there, that was opposed to what was in the book. But I think the book is, if we look at it today, I think it's a pretty fair overview. Needless to say, they were somewhat biased towards New Orleans, towards what they considered the real founding fathers. But it's a very good comprehensive section on big bands, which includes a Jay McShann song, where they say that they think that this is going to be the next thing to come out of Kansas City. Doesn't mention Charlie Parker, but then again, Charlie Parker's solos on these things, really. And there's Art Tatum, and there's, they really, they have certain things that they are critical of, but they include them, experimental stuff like Raymond Scott and so on. So anyway, this book was had a considerable influence on me, and I still have it, my original copy.